The following talk is by Keith Schwer, University of Nevada, Las Vegas, economist, on August 10, 2009, at the Nevada Clean Energy Summit, recorded by NewEnergyTimes.com.
Steve Schwer, Steve.
Thank you. As a faculty member, I wish to welcome you to UNLV. First, I'd like to begin by noting that the current unemployment rate in Clark County. Clark County has a population of 2 million people. Las Vegas is its major city. It's 12.3%. The national number is 9.4%. That is a significant rise for us, a complete change in the economic prosperity and the economic dimension of our community. And it's very appropriate at this time that we should step back and think about where it is we're going and what the future should be for our children and grandchildren. I want to make three points. Point is to look at a bit the history of Nevada. I think it's informative. Secondly, I'd like to talk about the basic fundamentals of regional economic growth, and then make a few comments about some of the challenges that we face as we look at the energy situation. First, if you look at the growth of Las Vegas, 1900, there were 17 people in Las Vegas. 2000, roughly 2 million. I've done the numbers. By far, we're the fastest growing region in the United States through that century. Why is that? Well, it occurred because of an entrepreneurial spirit and some special things happening in sequence and relatively rapid order. First, of course, was the coming of the railroad. And that brought people here. It came to the railroad came because of comparative advantage of the availability of water in the desert west and the importance of a railroad line from Salt Lake to LA. That was followed, of course, by the Great Boulder Dam, the last, as many have said, the last great government project that came in ahead of schedule and under budget. That opened up many opportunities. Water and electricity. It was very important in World War II, providing material that brought, again, government development, the air base, other activities. The third stage was, of course, the development of the Las Vegas Strip. There really were no comparative advantages here. You know, in Kansas, they have a comparative advantage of wonderful land and temperature to grow wheat. We grow orange juice in Florida. We didn't have any comparative advantages, but we found them. And it was the entrepreneurial spirit that resulted in this phenomenal growth to 2 million people here. We'll tell you the last 25 years have been one of great prosperity. The last 2 years, we're seeing that things are changing. I want to come to my second point. With all of this change, how do we look at the future? How do we look at how regions grow? There are two factors. One, I'll use some fancy economics terms here, but they're pretty simple. The growing of the export base. The second is import substitution. Regional economies are driven by what they sell. Again, Kansas, they produce wheat. They sell wheat. Florida sells orange juice. Texas, Oklahoma, my home state, oil. Right? Nevada, we have been selling recreational services. We have a very limited economic base in the state of Nevada. Tourism services and mining. We're looking for further development to iron out what will surely be increased cyclicality going forward in time based upon our economy structure. So let's look at what energy addresses in terms of the export base and import substitution. What we know is that Nevada is blessed with renewable energy. What is going to be happening over time is this is going to become our export base. We're going to look like Texas and Oklahoma. We're going to be exporting energy because we can produce it. Now, associated with that, there are some issues. The issues of storage and distribution. We're going to be doing things differently. But let me suggest to you those are just roadblocks along the way. And if you look at history, particularly the coming of the railroad, the automobile, electrification, there were always issues that had to be dealt with. Let me turn to the other side, and that's the import substitution issue. And that is, as we grow energy, we're no longer going to be dependent upon energy production in the dangerous part of the world. We're going to be in control of our own destiny. But of course, that's going to create problems for us here, because we're going to have to be able to move from one industry structure to another. The simple example was that jobs were destroyed. You know, if you were in the buggy whip production and with the coming of the automobile, you lost a job. But there were a lot of jobs created by Henry Ford and others with the development of the automobile. The suggestion here is as follows. We shouldn't be afraid of that. Indeed, we should continue to work to make those transformations, to drive our economy, and to ensure the economic prosperity for our grandchildren. Thank you.